First, thanks for coming in today. I understand it was a late night last night, and to come back on Friday when I'm sure everyone has other places they want to go, so appreciate that. Jordan Matthews, since the day we drafted him, unbelievable teammate, unbelievable worker, obviously incredibly productive, historically productive in Eagles history. Hard to pull a trigger on a trade like that when you're giving up that kind of player in person. And by the same token, obviously, the draft pick is big too. We felt like as we were building this, there are a lot of priorities that go into building a team that consistently competes for championships, and having a defensive back, a corner position that was young and could grow together, this fits with that description. Ronald's got 2 years left on his contract. Obviously, played in the National Football League for 2 years. You have the tape of watching him play against the guys we go against. So doesn't make it any easier. We wish Jordan all the best. But we did what we thought was best for our team going forward.
How you made it clear you want to you talked about cornerback around the draft, and I know he's only 23, but you talked about Band-Aids and free agents. Mm-hmm. You obviously have Sydney. You drafted Rasul. Jalen's a young kid. How does that all fit together with not wanting to bring in outside guys?
Well, I don't know so much it was outside guys. Certainly didn't think there was an opportunity to get a young outside guy with 2 years left on his deal. But when we look at it, you talk about Sydney's 21, Ronald's 23 with 2 years left on his deal, Rasul's 23, CJ's 24, Jalen Mills is 23. So, you know, it's kind of a unique opportunity to have a bunch of young corners at that position. And we spent a lot of time going over this because this is obviously, you know, a big trade for our football team. And you look around the league and it is a corner deficient league. It's hard to find those guys. It's hard to find guys who've been solid starters in this league and can play at a high level. And teams that have them aren't really ready to move them. And so when you get them and you need a bunch of them, it's something that we felt like as well as the quarterback position, the offensive line, defensive line, you can never have enough of those guys.
Howie, did the play of Nelson Aguilar this offseason have anything to do with your ability, with your willingness to move on from Jordan Matthews?
Well, I think that when you look at the wide receiver group as a whole and really where we were last year and looking at it and this year and how they've performed throughout the spring and obviously a part of it's last night as well, you know, that group, the competition at that group has been really encouraging for us. Obviously, Nelson's had a really good spring, and really the young players have taken a step up, which is a great testament to our coaching staff. And we're excited about some of their futures. And when we looked at it, we were concerned if we could keep a bunch of them. But by the same token, also, we knew that it was an opportunity to add to our back end, which is an important part of our football team.
You mentioned all those positive things about Jordan, but he's someone who theoretically could have re-signed and had him as a core player going forward. Why was he not in the team's long-term plans?
Well, theoretically, you know, he's a free agent in March, you know, so there's nothing precluding us signing any free agent in March. By the same token, it wasn't that he wasn't necessarily in the long-term plans for us. We have a bunch of free agents that we haven't signed at this point that are free agents after the year. And we'll just kind of look as we go through the season about where we are and how we're building it. This was a unique opportunity. We were not out there shopping Jordan Matthews. This was obviously a big part. We didn't really know the reason why it was a big part, what their plan was. You know, those weren't our conversations. That's not really our business. It was clear when they announced the trade simultaneously that, you know, they got a plan. And, you know, knowing Coach McDermott and Brandon, that's no surprise that they had a plan with this. It was just an opportunity that we felt was in the best interest of our football team.
That you just said you were not shocked with Jordan. His name has been in trade rumors since the combine. I'm sure you're aware of the speculation in recent weeks about what Nelson's role could be. Was his name ever in discussion before this trade?
Well, I think when the media starts putting out, and we do the same thing, when media starts putting out that guys, they think that guys are available, whether that's true or not, that starts getting you phone calls. And that's how it started here. But by the same token, we weren't picking up the phone and calling teams on Jordan because of his value to our team. Certainly, we know the production he had. It goes to the player that we got, the position that we're acquiring, and how difficult it is to find those guys.
How much of a factor in this was the fact that he talked about Jordan being a free agent, and the going rate for guys with his production is $10 to $11 million a year. Was that a factor at all in this deal?
Well, the big factor for us was that we weren't getting a free agent back too. It would have been hard for us to take a player. We wouldn't have done the trade if a player had 1 year left on his contract. But in terms of Jordan and his production, it obviously speaks to how he's been since he's been in Philadelphia. Those things have a way of kind of sorting themselves out. But, you know, we're just trying to figure out the best way to build our team to consistently compete. And a big part of that is trying to get the corner position right for the long term. And that was really the genesis of why we made this trade.
You mentioned Darby's age, but what do you like about him in terms of his skill set and what he is as a player?
Well, you start, he's got rare speed. His production on the ball, though, he doesn't have a high interception number, but his PBU number is incredibly high. He's played a variety of coverages. He won a national championship at FSU. You see him go against the players that we go against in our division. You know, the Bills in 2015 played the NFC East. So you have that look. And, you know, when you go into draft, a lot of those things are unknown. So you have a lot of known quantities in him. We have some people in the building who have been around him, which is an important part as well. Again, there's no insurance on any of these things. We do what we think is in the best interest of the team. And then, you know, when you pull the trigger on anything like this, you think about the player you're giving up and the draft pick. But we felt like this was the right decision for us.
Howie, you kind of have a history of identifying young players, maybe extending them early. Was there any disconnect because of Jordan's production that maybe the sides were on different pages as far as his value later?
No, I think from our perspective and Jordan's perspective, everything's been incredibly positive with Jordan Matthews and our conversations with him and his agent. It never came down to this guy's asking for too much money and we're not willing to do this, so we better ship him out now. This all came down to this particular trade and this particular value for where our football team is now. You know, last year at this time, with where the group was, it would have been hard to do. It was still hard to do, but when we looked at the overall needs on this team and what this guy could potentially do for us, we thought it was the right deal.
You mentioned how last night was, that game was a factor in being able to do this. Matt Collins' development a factor in that as far as, when you got here, you talked about special teams as a rookie, but now do you feel like he's maybe able to do more in the passing game?
Yeah, I don't want to slight anyone else in that group. I mean, that last night was a portion of what we're looking at. We joke about the fact that you have inside information up until the first game with the guys because you're seeing them every day during training camp in the off season. And Max, since the day he's been here, has been a tremendously consistent. He's obviously a big kid with really good speed, but Coach Groh and our offensive coaching staff have done a great job with him on his routes, consistently catching the football, and really overall, when you look at that group, we have a bunch of young players that we're excited about, and we have a long time to kind of figure it out here with 3 weeks until we have to make any of these decisions.
How much did the play of your cornerbacks so far and last night and the health of your cornerbacks, I know Bron Brooks has a hamstring now, how much did that play into the urgency to make this move, or are they just coincidental?
Well, I think when you look at corner play throughout the National Football League, and we have studies that say it's the highest injury rate of any position on the field, you know you're going to need a bunch of corners to play. And so the more you can have at that position, the better set up you are. I mean, it is a passing-driven league, and people are spreading you out and throwing a bunch of 3 and 4 wide receiver packages as part of their normal game plan. And so when we looked at it and we look at the teams who are having tremendous success, they continue to throw resources at that position. And for us, that was the overall about how we want to build this, how we want to look, and it's to be really strong at that position going forward.
For a position now, you have Sydney, who's I would assume you see as a starting corner on the outside in the future. You have Rezul, another outside guy. You have now Darby. What does that mean for Jalen Mills? Is he maybe, are you thinking about him long-term maybe in the slot?
Yeah, Jalen Mills has had a tremendously productive camp as well. He's around the ball every day. He's competitive. All those are good problems to have. You know, it's they'll all be sorted out through competition, through this process. And our coaches will put the best guys on the field and in the best positions. But Jalen certainly has done a great job. The big jump from year one to year two, he's taken and he's round with it. Really, that whole draft class last year has taken a step up, and we're really excited about him.
It was not just a player for player swap. The third is fairly valuable. How tough was that to surrender, and why was that necessary?
Because I couldn't do a better job of negotiating something less than that. It was very hard. You know, it's very hard. Jimmy joked at the beginning of this. Jimmy joked. That's like Jimmy joked. It's hard to think about that Friday and think about the fact that, you know, potentially depending on what happens with Eric Rowe, that we don't have a pick. But by the same token, we want to set ourselves up to have a lot of Sundays that we're having good days. And so we try to balance that, and it comes a point in a trade where you feel like if I don't do this, I'm going to lose the player, and you got to feel whether that's worth it. You know, when we trade up for Carson, I mean, we try to do better. There's no question about it, too, and I'm certainly not comparing that as apples to apples, but it's whether you want the player. And if the player is a good player and helps our football team, we're going to be happy with the trade. And so that's kind of how we viewed it. But certainly from their perspective, you can understand why they did it as well.
I've seen you a lot over the last 18 months. You've made a lot of big moves as soon as you became GM again. Is this a difference in philosophy for you? Are you a different guy in this go-around than you were in 2014 or whatever it was?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. You know, with experience and certainly when you take a step back and look at what works and what doesn't, you get some great perspective. And I think we're building this with priorities on what's important and what's the difference between winning and losing, and trying to make sure we go and get those key spots. You know, obviously it started with the quarterback position, but we're just trying to do the right things to put this football team back in the position that has been and hopefully take the next step. And you know, we're excited about where we are, but we know we got a lot of work to do.
Two more, please. Two more.
Now, can you could talk about just to put in perspective and context, how you felt about the wide receivers January 1st as a group and all that you've done internally and then adding players, and how you feel about that group right now?
Well, I think we look at the skill position. There's one football, right? So I think we look at the skill position groups as a whole. So we're looking at the wide receiver position. We're looking at the tight end position. We're looking at the running back position. And certainly when we're making a trade like this, we're looking at those groups as well when we're letting go of a tremendously productive guy who's played a ton of snaps and has had a ton of targets. And when we went into it, we wanted to come out of the offseason with improved offensive line, defensive line, improved weapons around Carson, and certainly to address the corner position in a draft that we thought was unique at that spot. We weren't necessarily confident that we'd be able to do all that. We still sit here with a lot of things that we'd like to do. But just seeing those guys out on the field, sometimes we're encouraged by the progress, encouraged by a lot of those guys that have been brought in here, the chemistry of the group, and you know, just trying to do our best to make sure all those guys and Carson are in the best position for success.
It seems a lot's banking on Alshon's health here. What's your level of confidence that either come this week or come week one, he's going to be a player too soon?
Yeah, we've seen that all spring, you know, and really through the summer. And you defer to coach on kind of his ability to kind of get him ready. He knows what it takes to get Alshon ready for week one. Alshon knows what it takes to get him ready for week one. He's obviously a tremendous player in our mind, and we're really excited to have him on this football team. And, you know, it's not really a concern of ours as we stand here right now.
Back to Jordan again. You mentioned off the top about his impact, but, you know, being around him in the locker room, you can, and seeing even on social media guys like Carson and other teammates that have written about him, do you have to worry about the impact on the team and in the locker room? And then among the position group, it seems to us like he sort of set the standard for how you approach every day. Do you have to replace that?
You worry about everything when you trade a professional like Jordan Matthews. Again, this isn't one where, you know, you're feeling like you're celebrating and doing a dance because you're giving up a good player and a good pick. But in this league, you're not going to be able to get anything unless you give something. I think we have a really good group, a character group, not only at the wide receiver position, but on this team and on the offensive side of the ball. But it hurts when people you care about leave. I mean, the hardest part about this was talking to Jordan about it. You know, that's a hard thing to do. It never gets any easier in this business because however good he is as a player, he's a better person. But we got to do what we think is in the best interest of this team moving forward, and that's why we made the trade.